Today is January 16th, Wednesday, 2019. This is Coach Cage, and today's podcast will be entitled The Consequences of My Actions. The Consequences of My Actions. Shout out to the Heart Center, awesome at-risk youth program in Bolingbrook, Dr. Ingram, all the young people there, all the staff. Shout out to my people, the Heart Center in Bolingbrook. I had the opportunity to teach this. There they call it COMA, Consequences of My Actions. But this podcast in itself is going to be entitled The Consequences of My Actions. Also, I want to continue to promote that every day starts off with an A contest. You got 2 days, young people. Get your parents' permission. Connect with them. Let's go. Let's go. Shout out to BSU. Talk to the BSU students about, we talked about a whole bunch of different activities and academic excellence. And we also promoted this contest. Hopefully you get involved. The details are in, or the details are on social media. And I'll make sure to send a remind to the group so we can all know what's expected in order for us to qualify for these $200 gift cards. $100 gift card to an underclassman, and another is available to an upperclassman. Hopefully y'all get involved in that. Don't drag your feet. Prayerfully, everybody is doing what they're supposed to do. In regards to grades, we took a brief survey of how many students had A's. And from my own recollection, I would say maybe 70, 75% of us are on the path. It's only been the second week of the semester for Joliet Township. I don't know about the Valley View District and so on and so forth, but we're pretty early in the game. And this discussion, brief discussion, as a matter of fact, will tie in to everybody starts off with an A, because the consequences of our actions will determine whether we're successful academically and in life, but our consequences come from our actions. Excuse me, our thoughts, the thoughts that we have before we make the actions or take the actions that equate to the consequences. Consequences give you some clarity and a definition of consequences. Consequences can be defined as the unpleasant or difficult results of a previous action or something negative that follows as a result of a bad decision. This definition that I'm getting from the Heart Organization. I repeat, a consequence, and this is a negative consequence, the unpleasant or difficult result of a previous action or something negative that follows as a result of a bad decision. I make a bad decision, it equates to a negative consequence. Remember, negative subtracts value or takes away value from your life. Consequences from a positive perspective is the pleasant or ideal result of a previous action or something positive that follows as a result of a good decision. A positive consequence is a pleasant or ideal result. I make a decision, it equates to a positive consequence, an achievement of a goal, positively productive to where my life is going, connected to my purpose, why I'm here, connected to my destiny, where I'm going according to my purpose, destiny. Where am I going according to my purpose? Hence, transitions me into this next statement. It is very difficult to make wise and sound decisions if we lack vision for our lives. Vision is not where I'm at. Vision is where my life is going. Under the umbrella of vision, we can have short-term and long-term goals. And I would define a short-term goal as something that can be achieved within a day, week, a month, possibly up to 3 months and a quarter. A long-term goal can be something that can be achieved or accomplished 4 months and out. So if it takes me 4 months, I can consider that. I consider that, Coach Cage, consider that as a long-term goal under the umbrella of vision. Question: where is your life going? If you have adults listening to this, I will pose that question to you also. But specifically for teenagers, where is your life going? What is your short-term and long-term goals? When you keep your short-term goals in reminder, then it drives you to accomplish things in your life. We're speaking academically or in life. But without the short-term goals, without the long-term goals, without the vision, without purpose, without understanding your purpose, why you have been birthed into the earth, without understanding your destiny, where your life is going according to your purpose, without your identity, not knowing who you are, visions, your vision could be very cloudy for your life if we don't understand your identity, your purpose, and your destiny. Other thoughts I believe you with is under the umbrella of Albert Einstein, we cannot solve problems with the same thinking we used to create them. If I'm having problems in my life, negative consequences based on bad decision making, I cannot use the same thoughts to solve that problem in my life. Your actions come from your thoughts. You have to ask yourself, what and who am I entertaining that's not allowing me to accomplish these goals? And what and who am I entertaining that's helping me accomplish my goals in life? Other thoughts to consider in this conversation: our actions and behaviors proceed from our perceived identity. An example I want to use is that a person who lives a life of crime sees him or herself as a criminal. I can say that because I used to be a criminal. I saw myself, my perceived identity, as one who was a criminal because my life was saturated in scarcity. Scarcity meaning lack. I felt as though I didn't have anything. For me, I just wasn't thankful in what I have or what I had at the time. Also, words, movements, and decisions come from ideas that we believe are truth. My words, my movements, my actions come from the ideas in my mind that I believe that are truth. There's a difference between truth and a true, and true, a truth and an opinion. If you want to understand what those mean, I challenge you to email me with that question at divorcethepass@gmail.com. The example that I want to share with you is that if you believe you're a criminal, then you will commit crime. It's all connected to our belief system, our ideas, and our perception of who we see ourselves to be. When making a decision in your life, when thinking about the consequences, positive or negative, we have to really consider, what price will I pay for this decision that I'm getting ready to make, hence the outcome. For example, if I'm stealing from the store, if I decide to steal from the store, if I get caught, what will be the outcome of this decision? What will be the outcome of this decision? Also, on a positive aspect, if I choose to study for this exam, for this test that I have coming up, What will it cost me? It's going to cost me my time, but the end result is much, much greater. It's much, much greater. And I leave you with this, and I'll add on to this. It will be a part two of the consequences of my actions. But I leave you with this challenge for the week. Whatever decisions that you decide to make this week, ask yourself, what will it cost me? If I decide to ditch class, if I decide to bug up with a teacher, if I decide to not listen to my parents. Long term for your life, having vision, and it can be difficult, but it's not impossible. What will this cost me? Just because you don't feel the immediate impact of an action doesn't mean that there will be no consequence. There will always be a consequence. Some call it karma. Some in my circles call it the law of sowing and reaping. There is always a consequence to our action, whether it be positive or negative. I want to challenge you. Make positive decisions. Let your actions be positive. But you gotta really look at the circle of people that you hang around in order to really comprehend and understand how your environment affects the decisions that you make. Because there will be a consequence. And hopefully that consequence will be positive. This is Coach Cage signing out. I see you when I see you. Be focused this week. Stay goal-oriented this week. Listen to your teachers this week. Listen to your parents this week. And we will connect very soon.